Hello and welcome back to Cream of Wheat. I'm Ben.
And I'm Aiden.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform radio.
Radio.
Whoa. That was a big one.
That was... And we are back after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode, the theme, actually, I didn't tell Aiden about this, is snakes.
Oh,
because that would describe my co-host, Aiden.
The theme this week is hands-on, the U.S. hands-on intervention when it comes to Middle Eastern oil, because that would describe my co-host, Ben.
And I'm going to explain, actually, because I feel like it was a big allegation.
Uh-huh, to just call me a slithering snake?
A foul beast that crawls the land.
A lizard without arms.
The worst creature that anyone could conceive of.
Yeah.
Other than,
yeah, why did you just
no, that might be it. That might be the worst one. So I called you a snake.
Oh,
because,
oh yeah, this is relevant, actually.
So Aiden and I actually spent several hours today.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Together, so, enclosed in an area.
Yeah, so remember that we both live in the greater Chicagoland area. Wow, coincidence.
Incredible.
And unbeknownst to one another, we were on the same flight from home today.
And
American Airlines 1360. A little shout out to the crew.
Yeah, they did a nice job.
It was scary, though.
It was rough.
It was frankly terrifying. There's a woman behind me being like, the whole time.
We almost fell out of the sky a lot at the beginning, but then towards the end, we almost fell out of the sky not at all.
Not at all.
Which was nice.
Only fell out of the sky in the controlled way that you do when you land.
Yeah, which I was happy about.
I was happy that we were out of the sky.
And the moment of levity that we like successfully made to the ground and survived,
mm-hmm,
the plane was shortly brought to an end when Aiden brought up his snake behavior. We landed, I turned my phone off of airplane mode, uh-huh, and I messaged my dear pal Aiden and I say, hey, we go to the same school. Do you want to potentially arrange our transportation from the airport to our school? Uh-huh. As the same type of transportation at the same time.
He did, in fact, offer me that option.
Aiden says, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I already had a friend coming, and then they were picking up me and another friend who was also coincidentally on the same flight. And also, I did not know that you were with Allison.
Beside the point, Aiden departs, probably gets home in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, like 20 minutes.
Yeah, so I was stuck at the airport for an extra 35, merely deciding between the Uber line and how the hell anyone uses taxis. Do they accept credit cards? We didn't know.
It's interesting how taxis are just such like a generational other now.
Like, we didn't know how.
If you're not driving people in your personal car and that personal car doesn't have a little like U symbol on it, I just simply don't.
I couldn't get it. I tried to download the Lyft app. I was that desperate.
You were that desperate.
I was that desperate.
I hear Lyft is nice.
They treat the drivers better, but honestly, I don't care. If there was a representative from the corporation,
uh-huh,
beating the drivers as they drove in the Uber, but I could
monster
get it for a dollar cheaper,
monster.
I would have.
Monster.
At that moment.
Wow.
Ordinarily, no, but in that moment, yes.
Ordinarily, no. Sometimes, yes.
Specifically then. And so we end up taking the Silver Line deeper into the cavernous layout of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then
not a cavern.
It might be a cavern. The windly, spindly roads
streets.
The greater Boston area.
Yeah.
And then we took the Red Line back.
You did do that.
I think I arrived on campus maybe a year later than Aiden did.
That is also true.
Because Aiden is a snake.
I suppose snake behavior is fine. I'm just going to say that Ben called me a peasant because I was like, oh, yeah, I'll see Ben at the gate. He's like, oh, I'm already at the airport. Like, I'm being driven to the airport by my parents. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll see Ben at the gate. It'll be great. My parents are like, oh, Aiden, say hi to Ben. Like, we, you know, have never really got to meet him in person, but we're sure he's a great egalitarian person. And, like, we really appreciate what he's done for you in terms of, like, supporting this radio show and your dreams and your ambitions. And I come to the gate and I send Ben the message and I quote, where do you lurk? You know, because Ben, we all know, is a reptilian human.
In nature and physique.
As in, if you haven't noticed, Ben does have a split tongue and fangs. We try not to talk about them too much in the show, but every now and again it comes out. But anyway, you know, I send Lizard Person Ben, "Where do you lurk?" And Lizard Person Ben responds, and I quote, "That was the train. That was a very audible terrifying train. That was like the Phantom Train. Sorry." And I quote, "The Admiral's Club." And I go, "Wait, what?" "The Admiral's Club." And then I swiftly am called a peasant. And I sit on the ground near the gate and, you know, doing my peasant things, whatever that is, while Ben sits in the Admiral's Club. But then, you know, the tables were turned because then I was 10 rows ahead of Ben in the plane, and then I also got Ben to keep us much ahead of him. But he deserves it because he was in the Admiral's Club. What? All right. Talk to me about the other side. What's that like? Also, you had pre-check. So you were in no place to call me the snake.
We both exhibited very large snake behavior. No one's innocent. We just...
Everyone's a victim.
To put this into perspective, though, if one of us did all of the four, I would say four all snake of the things, snaking. The other one should burn them alive.
Just burnt at
salt
the
them, salt their wounds, pour lemon in them, and then kick them off a cliff. Like, if one of us did all four things.
Yeah, okay.
But we each only did two of the things.
Pre-check, 10 rows ahead, Admiral's Club.
Ride home.
Yeah, ride home.
So those four things.
Okay.
We each only did two. I would say that had I had an easy time getting home from the airport,
mm-hmm. you would have been I would have been
the true snake.
Okay. So I'm going to say Admiral's Club is snakier than 10 rows ahead.
For sure.
But ride home is much snakier than pre-check.
Yeah. Also, I want to bring up a separate and a side thing.
Oh.
There was somebody from my high school that I knew on that flight that I did not want to have to talk to.
Oh.
And it was looking very promising that I was going to have to talk to this person and acknowledge their existence mm-hmm. for a moment when they walked past the 10 rows and sat 3 rows ahead of me. Whoa. It was close. It didn't happen.
Did they go to El Tuft?
They went to my high school.
I know, but where do they go now?
I feel like Northeastern.
Okay. There were two people from my flight. My high school on that flight. One of them attends Tufts now. Oh. As the only person from my high school that goes to Tufts, only freshman that went to Tufts from this last year. And walking, like, I saw them at the gate, and this really, I mean, we're like friendly, but we're not like super, super close. Mm-hmm. I was sitting at the gate, and they like saying this really like cartoonish voice, like, "Aiden Demski." I'm like, "Oh, hi. Hi." And I'm like, get up and walk over to them. And they're like, "Oh, da 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 da." I'm like, da 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 da. I'm sitting with my friend. You can come sit if you want. Da 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 da. They're like, "Oh, I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick and then I'll be right back." Sits down. Hours pass. Flight delayed. Hours pass. Never comes back. Looks over as we're boarding and they're like sitting against the wall, like on the ground, just away. And then, like, they, when they're passing me in my 10 rows ahead of Ben, they're like walking. Their earbuds are in and they kind of like divert eye contact and then kind of lightly smile at me. But also the weird thing, and then they like, I don't know. Strange. But then
that's
also
sneaky.
They were like one person. Oh, so it was like them, they were walking, then there was a person in front of them, and then the person in front of that person was another human from my high school who graduated in their class last year. They weren't like talking or anything, so that's weird. But they go to Boston College now, and then they were like, "Aiden, how are you?" And like, I was also like, "You're walking in this line, and I'm sitting in these chairs, and like, people are clearly frustrated, and we'll catch up later." But then we simply didn't. So this was just like a weird experience there.
I would say that person might be the true snake
in this scenario. The snakiest snake.
Yeah.
The snakiest snake.
The snakiest snake.
The snake award goes to that person.
That person, who we won't name because we are polite and courteous.
Because that would be weird.
And but if you're listening,
I mean, like, probably no one will hear, but like, who knows? Let's see.
I was wondering because I was like, not that I ever intend or would purposely engage in a political career, but if that happened,
accidentally perhaps,
I Googled my name on the way to the show and I was like, what comes up? And it turns out my engineering psychology blog from last year, second semester.
Oh, let's read some of that.
We shouldn't. it's actually a good blog. It was mostly an outlet for me to rant about poor design choices.
BenMichel.com?
That's nope. Not me. That's a filmmaker.
That's the name of a web developer living in Portland, Oregon.
He likes online music, I think I read earlier today. Although it is possible that my search terms
open are like, source at Twitter.
That one I saw. I'm talking about my engineering psychology blog was the second one after like the Google ad.
I always forget that you're an engineering psychologist.
I am an engineering psychologist, and
which
so does my
feels
family.
Like, oh really?
They also forget. No, they forget.
Oh, because not to be rude, but it feels like engineering. Engineering psychology is like engineering for people who don't want to be engineers.
Yeah.
And psychologists for people who don't want to be psychologists.
It's that one.
So, what are you doing in the engineering psychology?
Okay, so here's what happened. Every single time anyone has ever asked me this question, I like start, I'm like, well, actually, it's interesting. And then like they're like, and then they're like, I wish I didn't ask. Because yeah. it's kind of like one of those like, hi, how are you? And you just like say like, good, and then you move on with your day. Mm-hmm. But the short, concise version is that the field of engineering psychology is to help make products and systems safer, better, and more satisfying for the users.
Oh, wow.
So I do that.
Interesting. You have a whole thing on your blog about standing desks. Recently, during office hours, my calculus professor showed us her brand new toy, a standing desk.
Oh, that is mine. Yeah,
she looked at us, her pupils. With pride and joy, she raised and lowered her desk at the press of a button, basking in her oohs and ahs of admiration. She explained to us that the desk is useful because it prevents her from sitting during the long Skype calls that she frequently finds herself on.
I cannot be. Okay, so I muted Aiden's mic because I can't hear my own words because it makes me upset.
I cannot be silenced. Fine. No more standing desks.
But I want to explain that the reason why my blogs are so weird is because I absolutely hate the concept of a blog assignment.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the psychology department at Tufts like insists that blogs are important.
Yeah.
So I continue to like make mine so weird as to like entertain the people that like read them. So hopefully I get better grades. Here, I'll read some of my current blog posts that I'm doing for my social psychology class.
Interesting.
I'll just read some titles.
I had a transcendentalism blog at one juncture. That
can
was
we can we find idea. That?
I'm working on it.
The people need that.
Okay. I'm sure they do.
So here are some of the titles of the posts from this year's blog. Okay, I'm getting to the pages posts. I start off really good, and I've just kind of like given up since then. In all caps, not clickbait. I am a hero.
This is for
man in quotes or in parentheses nearly and then thrown off plane, referring to my dad who doesn't know how to like not get thrown off planes.
Oh, really?
Am I doing enough? And other questions to make myself feel bad. Yeah, and then I kind of just like give up towards the end, and like all of them are like meh. I wrote a very in-depth explanation about a breakup I've had in the past, and I feel like. And the whole time I was like, no, really, I'm
on
fine.
An engineering psychology blog?
No, this was for social psych. So it made
social
more sense.
Psych. Sorry.
But I was just, like, the whole time, it was a long time ago, and obviously I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But the whole time I was like, I know it sounds like I'm just, like, whining about this whole thing, but I promise it's not a big deal.
Interesting.
It just, but I don't think that, like, anyone reading it would be like, oh, no, that made it actually so much worse. If they had said nothing, I would have been like, oh, it's normal. But because they were being weird about it, I think that they're not over it. So I think I dug myself much deeper. Are you finding it? Have you found it?
I can't find your social psychology, Ben.
That one you shouldn't be able to find. No. That one is
tucked
privacy
away
settings are
in
changed.
The crevices of your
the crevasses of your
internet.
Of my internet. Mm-hmm. Shall I play a song?
I don't know.
Do we
are
want
you feeling
that? Wait, first let's check the listeners. How many listeners are we at?
It says 8.
Refresh it. Because I want to hear some people. I want to hear people reach out.
Yeah.
We could talk about your Thanksgiving. I want to hear about that, actually. Aiden and I met in the airport, and we almost discussed our Thanksgivings.
Oh, yeah.
We
and
didn't.
Then Ben and I are like, we simply can't do that.
We need to save that genuine reaction for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do we gain?
No, we're about equal.
Okay. Okay.
So, Thanksgiving is an interesting time.
Agreed.
You get a lot of people in a room. They all ask you how college is.
I hate when that
and
happens.
And you say good. And then I go in with, like, saying something that isn't good, and then people kind of visibly show boredom. But it was still good. No, I mean, I love Thanksgiving. It's great to see everyone. Thanksgiving food.
I have a hot take.
This was the first year that I remember that it just isn't great.
It's never great, except for sweet potatoes, which are the one and only redeeming quality.
Stuffing is good. Okay. I used to be a big mashed potatoes stuffing person.
I don't do mashed potatoes. I don't like mashed potatoes. Most potato products are gross to me.
Okay. I just looked up Thanksgiving food why. Okay.
Yeah, lay it down.
Thanksgiving traditions on National Geographic Kids.
Seems like the right age level.
Each year, Americans in the United States celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday on the fourth Thursday of November. Most families follow traditions begun on the first Thanksgiving, but many of their own traditions that they follow each year. Here are some common traditions that are associated with Turkey Day. You have the subheadings. Are travel, the feast, vegetarian foods, and the wishbone, the turkey pardon, helping others, TV. Are these
other than summits. TV and helping others and travel, none of those pertain to me.
Yes.
The feast, I guess.
Do you want some
feast.
Fast facts?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I live for fast facts.
A ripe cranberry will bounce. All turkeys and chickens have wishbones. Canadians, which is a little hyperlink, celebrate their own Thanksgiving every hunter.
Click the hyperlink.
National Geographic Kids, fast facts. It's hyperlinked to just a National Geographic article on Canada. It says Canadians celebrate their own Thanksgiving every October. If you click the hyperlink on Canadians, it takes you to Articles Canada. The topic, the cover photo for this article, is just children playing hockey on a frozen lake.
That feels like a stereotype.
It does.
I don't know.
But anyway. Abraham Lincoln declared a national day of Thanksgiving in 1863, and the first Macy's Thanksgiving Parade was held in 1924.
Hmm.
Oh.
I feel like I learned a lot, actually.
Do you want to take the Turkey Day quiz?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
See how much we know about Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's going to be nothing. It's going to be very little.
Virtually nothing. Okay. Where is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held?
I want to say New York.
That's one of the options. Yep. All right. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has marched through New York City every year since 1924. Giant balloons made their debut in 1927. In what year was the first Thanksgiving celebrated?
What are the options?
1621, 1777, 1800, 1925.
Okay, so it's not 1492. 1621 sounds right.
Which president declared that a national day of Thanksgiving would be held in November? Abraham Lincoln. Boop. Thanksgiving is the biggest travel day of the year in the United States. True. Which animal does the president traditionally pardon each Thanksgiving? A dog, a goose, a pig, a turkey.
I want to say turkey.
I want to say dog.
Dogs don't do anything wrong. Why would they need to be pardoned?
Dogs do everything wrong.
Okay, that's a hot take. That's controversial.
Turkey, correct. About how long had the Wampanoag been living in the Cape Cod area when the English settlers arrived?
Yike.
Gee. Oh, I'm going to say 500 years. Nice try. They've been living there for 10,000 years. That's a lot of history and lives.
Hmm.
Who are the English settlers who sailed from Europe to North America on the Mayflower? The Pilgrims, the Beatles, the Mormons, the Cavaliers.
The Beatles.
Nice try. The Pilgrims established Plymouth Colony in present-day Massachusetts.
My mom makes me go to that recreation site almost every year.
Really?
I've gone to the Plymouth Plantation. Bless you.
I've never been. Is it worth it?
It's okay.
Hmm.
I feel like I haven't been old enough and like skeptical enough when I've gone there recently to be like, maybe we should change the presentation.
Interesting. Which of these foods is not thought to have been part of the first Thanksgiving? Deer, shellfish, pumpkin pie, cranberries.
I want to say pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Correct. Though not much is known about the menu. Pumpkin pie was definitely not on the table. Much of what most modern Americans eat on Thanksgiving was not available in 1621. Who was the leader of the Wampanoag at the time of the first Thanksgiving? Tisquantum, Benjamin Franklin, Massa Hoyt, Crazy Horse. We say Tisquantum. Oh, nice try. It was Massa Hoyt. Which televised sport do many people watch on Thanksgiving? Baseball, cricket, basketball, or football?
Football.
Yep. There you go. Great job. We got a 70%. That's a C.
That's not great, actually.
That's fine.
Okay. Passable.
Not great. Okay. I feel like I've learned enough about Thanksgiving.
I've learned too much.
Really? I feel like we could learn more.
Should we try?
This train.
This is eerie.
It's usually further. I think it's getting closer.
Or we're getting closer. My spine's
tingling. Or yes, the building is moving. I'm trying to think of something. My finger like really wants to take me to a certain place on the internet right now, but I don't know exactly where that place
is. You should find it.
You think so?
Be free.
Okay.
Aiden is typing something that I can't read or understand.
Okay. I'm going to Wikipedia.
Ah. A nice site.
And I want to see. I used to do this with my friends for fun. Ben, we're going to get from one place to another.
Okay, I'm going to generate two random...
Okay, and we're going to see if I can get there.
Sure, well,
and how many clicks?
I'll generate a random word, and we have to get to something else that we'll think of in under 8 clicks.
8 clicks? I think that's a good limit. Also, are we going to play music at all?
We'll play a song.
Maybe.
Okay, we're going to get from...
Okay.
Court.
Court. In what sense?
What are our options?
This is just like traditional court.
Okay, court. That seems good.
It's a tribunal. Okay, cool.
Strawberry farming. Something related to strawberries.
Okay.
In under 8 clicks.
Okay, we can do that. That's easy.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay, so we're on court. Things that I see, we have links, we have tribunal, government institution, authority to adjudicate legal disputes, parties, administration of justice, plaintiff, judges, United States. I think that might be the one we gotta go for.
I would have gone with government.
Really? Strawberries?
Yeah.
I think United States, because we can get to agriculture from there. Judge Judy is a hyperlink on this page.
Oh, go that one. Do that one.
I simply can't.
No, do it. Do Judge Judy and see if you can get there.
All right. We're on Judge Judy now.
Okay.
Arbitration-based reality court show. Judy Shenladen. Manhattan Family Court Judge. Small claim. Simulated courtroom. Arbitration.
A fun fact about Judge Judy is my grandma watches a lot of it. It's not very fun, but
Guinness
it's sort of
World
fun.
Records.
I think that's where you go.
You're leading me so astray.
I am your shepherd.
You are my sheep. Hollywood editing.
Hollywood, California, strawberries.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did they grow strawberries in California?
I've seen them.
While you're in California?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Hollywood. So that's 3 clicks. California.
You only have 5 more, and I'm really doing clicks. A poor job.
Okay, now we're getting to, now we have a bunch of drop-downs. Geography, demography, culture, infrastructure, government, and politics. Let's get to, okay, flora and fauna. But we want agriculture. Give me that agriculture. okay, we're at 4 clicks. Seeing flora and fauna. We got small harvest mouse, broadleaf maple, tan bark oak. I can do this. Ding, 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 ding. How do they not have a pull down for agriculture?
Ha, I've stumped you.
No, it's here. The shepherd has led me astray.
I really did. Oh, I have a new one. When we finish this
no,
one.
No, it's fine.
This one seems a lot harder.
Shh, no. It's not time yet. I can get there. I can do it. I can do it. Come on. Come on. The American Jewish Yearbook. No.
Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Oh, the rebirth. This is the dubstep remix. And I don't know.
I can do this. California State Water Project.
That might be the best you have.
Ecoregions, overgrazing.
Overgrazing would be animals.
Mm. Come on.
Okay, I'm gonna give you 30 more seconds.
I can do it. I can do it. To click off this or to find the answer?
To click off. I'll give you. I bet you can do this in a minute.
Oh no, no, no. Okay, I'm gonna go California State Water Project. All
right. Ooh, that's a short page.
It's a short page.
That is not a long page. Oh wait, yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay, that's at 5. Come on. North Coast River. All right, this was a tangent.
You do hear the scrolling? Do you all hear that?
It's truly maddening. Oh no.
I hope you can hear Aiden fervently scrolling. He's frustrated. He's red.
Environmentalist. 6. No. Eco-fascism? Doing it. 7.
Anyway, while we're waiting... Aiden was saying some fast facts about Thanksgiving, and I realized how much I love fast facts. So I looked up fast facts about pasta, and I wanted to say some. I'm just going to read some. What? 1 cup of cooked pasta is the size of your fist. That fast fact is definitely wrong. There's no way, Aiden, that everyone's fist is the exact same size as 1 cup of uncooked pasta. It was traditionally eaten by hand. Can you imagine making yourself a bowl of spaghetti?
All right. I was able to get from court to Tsar Alexander II, which actually is kind of roundabout because you could probably get there pretty fast. But we're here. But wait, pasta? Yes.
I searched up 30 interesting facts about pasta, and one of those is it exports 1.7 million tons a year.
Really?
No, it.
It exports.
Who is
it? Exports. The nation of pasta. The state of Pastania exports.
Fresh egg. Okay. I think we should play a song.
All right.
The song there are just a lot of outdoor noises coming in. Okay, so the song that I'm going to play next actually is by a band that I really like a lot. I believe their British band is Catfish on the Bottom End.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna play Soundcheck because I knew you all were expecting that. I'm gonna play the song twice, which sounds an awful lot like it, but it's different. And it's a little ditty that I wrote that's by Catfish on the Bottom End, and it's called Twice.
All right.
And I think we're gonna play it twice.
Oh.
We're not gonna.
Okay. Go ahead, Ben. Ditty away.
Here we are.
It's hard to fret about much, because if I get feels. To every ex I didn't treat right. To every Monday I called in sick. To every argument I let slide.
Cream of wheat, yes.
We are excited to hear from you.
It is piece of time.
We are going to read you lots of facts and figures about your life.
All right, time to learn.
Today we're going to do this one with back on music so that you do not get understimulated.
Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment. And money, too. Oh, wow, that's loud. But if you aren't getting all the exercise... you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination. Instead of using public transit, depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait and then get to your final destination from the station. Walking the whole trip often can be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 4 to 5 minutes to walk where you want to go, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll just get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wait. I want to verify. This was a PSA that WMFO wrote themselves.
I think so.
What a weird stance we're taking on that issue.
It's pretty strange.
Well, that was the PSA, I suppose.
I can't stop talking like this.
I hope you never do, partner.
The theme of this episode is partner.
The theme of this episode... is friendly love. I don't really know what
the theme of this episode is. Just, get along now, muchacho.
Yeah, I think that was what.
That's what you meant to say.
That's what I meant to say. I think the way it sounded was totally. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I imagine it's like two like roommates who just like grew up and like never stopped being roommates type of thing.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Like we share. Like we like both like have like futons as like bunk beds together.
Yeah. I love that. The bunk futon.
The bunk ton.
The funk bunk. Okay, Ben, you're familiar with the artist Boy Pablo, correct?
I am.
I was recently introduced to them by my roommate.
Ah.
And this album that we're about to play a song out of is not the critically acclaimed Soy Pablo. The album. It is the other album, Roy Pablo. And here we go with a little ditty by Boy Pablo off of Roy Pablo that I wrote myself. It's called Aiden. All right, I hope you enjoy. That was a time.
That was a time. So, Aiden, that last song you heard was called First by Cold War Kids.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, dear listeners out there, but I hope that if you were in the need of a good cry, that song got you right at the perfect time. Because I know for me, this song somehow only comes
every
on
every time
I leave an emotionally charged situation. Mm. I'm driving in my car and down a specific road in my town, and the rain's in the windshield, and the wipers are like, as windshield wipers. Sorry. And you're just like, wow, okay, my mood is reflected in.
It's just like this whole thing.
So that's, yeah. So that's when that song comes up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Only for me, though.
Yep.
But, dear listeners, if you're out there, I hope that song hit you. If
hit
you need to cry.
You
and if
right,
you didn't need to cry, I hope you didn't
hit you
hear
right in the emotional spleen. Just a good little.
Boom. That's what your spleen sounds like. I think that one was trying to communicate.
Cream of wheat, we brutalize your spleens.
New mottos every day.
New mottos every day.
Oats, notes, and brutalized
What was that? That was scary.
That was, I think, I didn't get a thing on my phone. I feel like I usually do.
Uh-huh.
Did you press something?
No. I don't like that we're alone in this building. Well, that was weird. Are we okay?
Is there some... I'm going to open up a window, Aiden. I'm going to look outside.
Okay. Tell me what you see, Ben.
Okay.
I'm terrified.
I'm actually like really.
What's going on?
Aiden, if we die in here,
listeners,
these are our last moments.
How many listeners do we have? If it's like zero people, no, we still have eight. Okay.
Wait, no. Refresh the page. Refresh the page before I open the window.
Just all things are zero.
Aiden, I'm like not okay.
Seven.
Okay.
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 Everything will be fine.
I'm gonna open the window.
That was weird. Where was the sound even coming from?
Aiden, I don't want to talk about it. Okay. I'm gonna look outside.
Hey Ben,
and I'm gonna look outside.
Ben, you're gonna do it.
I'm gonna stand up
in
my chair.
Ben's gonna be okay.
I'm gonna look. Okay, I'm taking off the headphones.
I'm so scared.
I'm bringing the microphone in. And it's closed. The window blinds are closed. What if there's like some
just stuff? Open it up?
I know. Hold on.
Everything's fine.
Is it
snowing a lot? Like, what's...
There's no weather out there.
There's an entire lack of weather. Check your phone. Did you get an alert?
No, did you? Okay, so as of now, the apocalypse hasn't yet hit Boston. Okay, are you going? Are you looking? Okay, Aiden's looking. He's checking his phone. Did you get anything?
No.
That was weird.
Huh.
Okay. Well,
I'm Googling it. Let's...
Song I've recently heard. Really liked it. Reminds me of being home this weekend. I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know how to feel. All right. Song.
Satisfied, I said a lot of things tonight. So long aphasia and the ways that kept me hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I use. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explained. You're listening to stand it out since I've been crying. So long aphasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and
pace around the place of quieting myself. Wake the next and see my silence when I'm felt. Myself, I wrote this little song. One day I won't need your love. One day I want to find myself by the one I'm thinking of.
Hello and welcome. I would like to be the first one to say that Aiden and I
is supposedly fine.
Still exist.
Mm-hmm. We're still here. I have all my limbs.
My frantic Googling returned no information about what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect we bumped something.
No, we didn't.
Okay, then I've actually no idea.
Where was that sound emanating from?
I heard it.
If it happens again, I might cry.
If it happens again, I'm moving planets.
I'm leaving the solar system.
I'll shoot off in my little rocket until I am in Andromeda.
Mm.
And then I don't even know if I'll stop then.
I might just keep going.
I won't stay if that noise happens even one more time.
I simply will not.
That was very scary.
Yeah.
So yes. We still exist. I'm Aiden's opening the door to the studio first, though.
I'm going to say
if... What apocalypse do you hope it is?
I don't want it to be a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, yeah, no, that one just seems kind of icky and kind of like medically like an issue.
Yeah, I'm terrified. So gross. Really scary.
Really, definitely. It depends what type of zombies. If they're slow and stuff and like you just blend in by acting like a zombie, like I can handle that.
Yeah, but if they're like fast, smart zombies,
no.
I simply won't.
I won't. I won't.
Ben would surrender himself to the undead hordes.
I think I would just broadcast my death.
In the studio.
No, that's too poetic.
Really? I feel like in that scenario, I'd want to be poetic.
What would happen is I would try to do that, and they would just come in here and eat me before I could figure out how to answer the phone.
Yeah, you know. three buttons. Oh, okay, well. Yeah.
Suck my brain out.
Like a Jamba Juice.
Cream of Wheat is not sponsored by Jamba Juice.
That was...
But if you want to, we won't compare cool. you to sucking out a brain.
What if, like, every Sunday, you know, night evening...
evening.
Night morning, rather. I referred to it in this promotional post. Every Sunday night morning, Jamba Juice just sent us, like, one of those large Jamba Juice juices.
Unpopular opinion, Jamba Juice could be better.
Do you think we could get Olive Garden to give us unlimited breadsticks? I feel like that's not hard.
It would be should we ask them?
I'm gonna try that.
Send a letter. Let's draft a letter.
Dear Olive Garden.
Dear Olive Garden.
Unlimited.
Our horticultural olives.
Dear Olive Garden. You grow olives. We grow sound. We want you to help your olives grow sound.
That's a natural partnership.
Oh, there's Olive Garden's unlimited breadsticks. There's a thrill list link. The craziest ways Olive Garden customers have tried to get unlimited breadsticks. Okay.
Don't get me wrong, Aiden. I'm willing to stoop.
Do you think we could get an official sponsorship? If we could get an official sponsorship, that'd be really cool.
That's our next goal. That's where we see Cream of Wheat soon.
Okay, cool. Music, Ben.
Music.
Do you want to see us out?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, so here's a song that I was recently exposed to, and mm-hmm. It was actually by Mike Posner. I believe he performed at the halftime show at one of the football games.
Oh, cool.
I believe. Perhaps the Bears, I believe.
Do normal football games have halftime shows?
I think some of them do. I think this was for Thanksgiving. I don't know a lot about it, but he was there. Mm-hmm. This one I think is very different than his most popular song, mm-hmm. Cooler Than Me. This one is called Lemonade. I may have played it before, but I really like it. It's very sweet, and I think we should play it.
All right, cool.
I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, also, you guys have been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Radio. You can tell by the noises in the background that we will be passing it off to our other DJs soon. So here we are. It's about the end of our hour. What album is Lemonade off of?
It is on Green. Cool. The color.
Awesome. All right. We leave you with that. Goodbye, dear listeners. See you next week.
If we still exist. If the world still exists. Thanks for tuning
in. There you go. Here we are. All right. Bye-bye now.
Georgia, looking for the one. I even checked in New York City. I didn't have no luck. So I'm going to SC, where all you pretty girls are hiding. I got my old school Chevy and my Labrador, at the down of the liquor store.